All right, so here we are, day number 5. I got here on Monday. We did Monday night. We did 2 services Tuesday, 2 services Wednesday, 2 services Thursday. I'm like, man, Holy Spirit, thank you for what's been happening in this place. And I must share with you, I do, this is what I do for a living, so I'm always traveling. And normally, I have like a little Ziploc bag that has Golden Seal, Echinacea, vitamins, herbs, to keep my immune system strong. But I've been going so hard the past few months, probably the past month, I haven't taken any vitamins, and God has been sustaining me. And just to talk about like diet and health, I ate a cookie yesterday, right? I've been feeling great the whole day. I said, let me have a cookie. Do you know when I put that sugar in my mouth, my throat exploded. My throat has been burning. My lymph nodes instantly like got inflamed. And I've been battling this cold ever since last night. And so I took some medicine. I've been drinking a lot of water. I ate this morning. I had a lot of fruits. And so I just ask that you pray for me so that I just want to be as used as much as God. So just pray for my immune system. My wife and daughter say hello. I spoke to them this morning. I was FaceTiming with them, and I got to see them. And I think we have a picture just so I can share with you my family. That's my wife, Tracy. That's my daughter, Jewel. That was us last week when we were in New York. And that's my Aunt Nancy in the background. I'm just playing. Yeah. And that's my daughter right there. So during the service, she's like, like whenever I'm preaching, she's just excited. So that is my family and my wife and daughter. They send their love to you all this morning. They say that they wish that they could be here. All right, so you guys ready to hear the word of God this morning? All right, good. We're going to get this word, then we'll go out and recreate and have a good time. But let's just get in the word this morning. Father in heaven, God, here we are once again. I thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for the grace that you've given us, Lord. It's so encouraging, Lord, to walk in here and hear the young people, Lord, proclaiming your names, Lord. They said they command their mouths to praise you, God. They command their feet to praise you. They command their lives, their bodies to praise you, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. That blessed my soul to see them clapping, to see them hopping, just having fun with you, God. I believe you're a fun God. I believe that, Lord, and I just thank you for that this morning. God, I ask that you would be with us now. Be with me. Give me the words, the analogies, the stories, Lord, the scriptures that you will have me give to share with your children today, Lord. We want to start scoring in life. We want to score touchdowns, God. We want to be on fire with you. We don't want to just be a follower or a fan. We want to be in the game every single day of our lives. So be with us and teach us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so our theme for the whole camp meeting has been knowing him and making him known, right? Making him known to others, right? And so then our theme for the youth has been whatever you do for the least of these, you also do unto me, talking about service, right? And so I believe that God will put us in specific positions in order for us to serve. He'll give us chances for us to serve others, but we got to make sure that we're in tune with God. And so what I'm going to ask, like always, I'm going to ask that I can just get your undivided attention, all eyes from me. Let's just really just get in this thing for just a short while this morning and kind of get a better understanding to what God is requiring of us. All right. I believe that when we're in the right position, we are able to be used effectively by God. Now, I'm a big sports fan. I like football. I like basketball, baseball. Like, I like sports and recreation as a whole. I try my best to stay fit. And one of my favorite sports is football, right? And so when anybody like football, raise your hand if you like football. Okay, awesome, cool. All right, so you got football, right? Let's be real practical. You got football. You got different parts of the team. You got the owner of the team. You have the coach of the team. Then you have the quarterback of the team. And then you have all the different players. So you got defensive linemen. You got wide receivers. You got running backs. You've got all these different positions in the football game, right? Now, one of my favorite positions in the football game is the wide receiver. It's something special about the wide receiver. You know, the coach, the quarterback says, blue 52. He says, hut, hut, hut. And they run their plays. And the wide receiver runs his route, and he runs his slant. And there's a specific route that the coach draws up for him. And what a good receiver does is he's able to read the defense and he's able to run the route, right? And so when he runs the route, when he, it's like you never see a receiver run from the beginning looking at the quarterback. You never see that. You see them looking ahead. They're like, I got to get to the spot. I got to get to the spot. I got to get a spot. I'm at the spot. Boom. Boom, they catch it, touchdown, right? And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And so a lot of times you have some quarterbacks, instead of running the route, because what they see the defense doing, they try to shift and they want to run an alternate route, right? Or they want to do something. I need y'all to follow me here, right? This is about to be some deep stuff. They want to run their own route, right? I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I was born in Dallas, Texas. And Dez Bryant, he just, some of the stuff he does, it's like he got his own mind. So he's like, I know that they told me to go this route, but I'm going to run this route, and I'm open. And he's wondering why we're not throwing him the ball. Like, he's upset. He's like, why is Tony Romo not throwing me the ball? You did not run the route. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, this morning. It's the same thing in our spiritual life. God has given us a specific route. Have you read what Proverbs 3, I think it's 5 through 7 says? Like, let's get that up on the screen. Let's read the word of God, right? Because there are specific routes that God wants us to run. And you know what our problem is we want to do things our way. And then we wonder, where's the victory? We wonder, where's the blessing? We wonder, why aren't things working out? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You've heard this since you were a baby. And lean not unto your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Right? Don't try to run your own route. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away and run from evil. So I'm thinking about this here. Trust in the Lord. Jeremy, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto his own understanding. That's what we, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There's a reason why the word of God said all your heart. I don't care what translations you read. They all say trust in the Lord with all your heart. Right? Like, and lean not unto your own understanding. It's very clear here. Solomon's like, listen, I need you to trust in God with all of your heart. And don't try to do what you think is best, right? We know what Isaiah 55, 8, 9 says. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As far as the earth is from the heaven, that's how much deeper God thinks than we think, right? So we got to get to a point where we trust God. So this is what I want. I want you to do. I want you to think about your life as a football game. I tried it myself. Rob, guys, really, like, I love football. I tried it myself. I tried to run my own route for years. I was rebellious for years. I knew the truth, and I ran from the truth, and God spared my life. I knew the right way to go. I knew the route. I tried to run my own route for years, and you know what I did? I sit back, God's not real. God doesn't love me. God's not throwing me the ball. He said, son, you're not in position. We're talking about being in position now, being exactly where God has placed us. For years, I thought God turned his back on me. I felt like God didn't love me. Why isn't this working out? Why isn't that working out? God says, son, you've been running your own route, but I've drawn up specific plays for you. There are specific things that I want to do in your life. So as opposed to him calling the plays and I run the route and I get in position to catch the football, catch my blessing, catch my testimony, you know, live out my life in abundance, instead I found myself in a dreary land, dry, consumed with the world, trying to see what I could get. And God says, that's not the play that I drew up for you. So brothers and sisters, this morning, I'm simply telling you to run your route. Now, you got a lot of quarterbacks or a lot of wide receivers, follow me here, who are really talented. They're so talented that they don't even read the playbook. They just think they can go out here and get open, and the quarterback is going to throw them the ball. And the quarterback's like, we don't operate like that. Some of you in your life, you're like, I want to study the playbook. I want to just do my own thing. I'm just going to go out here and have fun. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I just want to live life for myself, and everything's going to be cool. And God's like, I can't bless that. You got to say the playbook. Do you know what the playbook is? Somebody, shout out what the playbook is. And the Bible. Oh, it's the word of God. You know what 2 Timothy 3, I think it's 16 says? Can we get that up on the screen? Because I don't want you to take my word for it, right? We're going to dig in the word. Let me show you what the Bible says. Because a lot of people are like, why do I got to read the Bible? Let me tell you something. It is there for your spiritual growth. A lot of people think, follow me here, we'll get to that in a second. A lot of times we feel like the Ten Commandments and the Bible is a bunch of rules or restrictions, a bunch of things we have to do. No, it's like an owner's manual. It's like if you buy a new car or something, you get the owner's manual. That manual is not there to restrict you. That manual is there to tell you exactly what to do so that you can experience the best automotive experience. The Word of God is the same way. He's like, I made you, I created you, and here's the Word of God. It's filled with stories, analogies, principles, my writings, my words, people that listen to me, people that didn't listen to me. Follow this here, and you'll get to where you got to go. But we don't want to read the playbook. Let me tell you something. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us what is right to do. Like, it's here to show us the way. It's here to give us guidance. It's here to give us direction, but we're not reading the playbook. Every single experience you're experiencing in life, you can find in the Word of God. I have yet to have someone come to me and say, "Pastor Jeremy, I'm going through something and I don't see where this is addressed in the Bible." Nope. It's all there. That's why the Word of God said to study and show thyself approved. The Word of God says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. He is that ultimate reward. And so I want you to live successful lives. It's that simple. I spoke to some of you last night, and you're like, "Hey, I want to change. I want to hit the reset button. I want to get my life together." Let me tell you something. You will be an all-star with God. I am like the average spokesman. Like, I wasn't even drafted in the league. You know, I got cut by teams. You could say, like, if we did a spiritual sports analogy, you know, I was like a free agent, and God said, "All right, I'm going to draft you on my team, son. Let's see if you'll follow me." Let me tell you something. I cannot afford to be disobedient to God, literally and figuratively, right? Like, when I let the Fortune 500 companies go, and I said, "God, I'm working for you full time now," He was like, "Okay," like, "I'm on a tightrope. Like, I cannot afford to just do things my own way. I've screwed my life up so many times. I've got all these different degrees, and people are coming to me like, "Jeremy, are you going to ever get your church? You can have a crazy mega church." And I'm like, "What do you want to do?" "I don't know what I want to do." They're like, "No, what do you really want to do?" I'm like, "Listen, that's a scary thought for me to do what I want to do. I don't want to do what I want to do." I may say, "Okay, God, I'll start a church." If that's not God's will, He's not going to bless that. So I have to say, "You know what, guys? I want to do what God wants me to do." And that takes a next level commitment. And that's hard. Because one thing I struggle with is like control. I'm like not like a control, you know, freak where I just go crazy if I'm not in control. But I like to like have order. I like to plan things out. Sometimes God just leads you when you have no choice but to just follow Him. That's why they say faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's like we haven't physically seen God, but we've seen His manifestations everywhere. In nature, in trees. God's signature is all over this earth if we just take the time and listen. It's the last time you just heard the birds outside singing and chirping away. That's the power of God. When the last time you sat back, wherever you live, like in the back of my house, there's this huge, huge oak tree, right? Beautiful tree. It's super green. Do you see what, I just sit back and watch how it goes through the different motions and how it changes from green to now yellow and then like a orange and then like a red and maroon. I'm like, this is so beautiful. When the trees and when life happens here on earth and the winter and the fall comes, God in His infinite wisdom and mercy, it's like, "All right, so the trees are about to die, but what I'm going to do, follow me here. What I'm going to do for my children is, as opposed to we're just turning from green, and then, because He could have made it like that to where the leaves fell and then they changed colors. He said, while they're still mighty, while they're still strong, I'm going to show the leaves turn a pretty yellow. Then I'm going to have them turn a pretty gold, a pretty orange, a pretty red, a pretty maroon, so that you can see the power, the glory, the love of God." That's the type of God we serve. His signature is all over this place. We may not be able to see His face because He's so powerful, it would consume us, but we're able to see His signature all over the globe. So now look at your life and ask yourself here. Have you truly been trusting in the Lord with all of your heart? Or do you lean onto your own understanding? The crazy thing is, some of you have spoken to me, and you're like, "Hey, I don't know God. I don't know what God is about." And we've been searching the scriptures. We've been talking some. But have you done, like, your own research? Have you looked for Him for yourself? Or are you going to continue to live with this mindset that says, "I don't really believe in God," and you, like, have no interest to, like, get to know Him? At what point are you going to be accountable for your own soul salvation? I'm all about making this thing real. And I know where you are. Some of your lives, you're catching touchdowns, you're scoring, God's working some miracles in your life. Some of you, you're lost, you're confused, you don't know what's going on, you're frustrated, you feel like you've been counted out, you feel like you're not getting the ball passed, you feel like life has dealt you a bad hand. Let me tell you something, there are some things in your life that may have happened to you that you could not control, and there are some things in your life that happened to you that you can control. There are two types of trials here on planet Earth. You got the trials that God allows to happen, right? Because he's like, I'm trying to purify your character. I want to perfect you. This happened to you. It was a tragedy, but I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to make you stronger. And from that pain, you're going to now have a testimony. You're going to be able to reach more people. And then you have those who go through trials, but those trials are because of your disobedience. Like, it's that simple. The children of Israel was not supposed to wander around in that wilderness for 40 years like that, but they were disobedient. They were wanting to do their own thing. So you got to ask yourself here, are you ready to start catching some touchdowns? Are you ready to start scoring? Are you ready to move past and say, God, I don't want to do things my way, God. I really, really, really want to connect with you. I want you to lead in my life. I want you to direct me. Because if you do that, when you trust in him with all of your heart, that means your mind. When the Bible references your heart, it's talking about your mind. Because literally, your heart is only a big organ that pumps blood throughout your body, right? He's talking about your brain. So you trust in God with all of your mind? It's not just enough for God to be our first option to call when we have help or we need help. God needs to be our only option. And so I beseech you, I challenge you, I'm urging you, only because I've experienced it. Like, if I didn't experience the tragedy, the trials that I've experienced, the pain that I've experienced in life, my presentations will probably be a little different. But I know the experiences and the pains that I've endured, and I need you to catch what I'm about to say. I need you to catch this here. When you and I get to a point where we say, God, my life is rough, my life's a mess, but I'm tired. You ever heard the phrase, sick and tired of being sick and tired? But really, when you're ready to say, God, things are not working out in my life. I feel distant from you. I don't really know you. I don't really believe in you. I want something different to happen. When you get to that point, when you can have a complete surrender, which is what my friend said we've been talking about, completely surrendering to God, that's when he can say, okay, son, here's my playbook. Okay, daughter. Here's my playbook. Follow my plays. Study my word. We're talking about putting ourselves in the best position possible to be successful with God. Or you can continue to live your lives how you're living them. He's not going to make you. He's not going to force you. He's begging. He's knocking. He's interceding on your behalf right now. He's loving it on you. You're here for a reason. But at the end of the day, young people, we have to make our own decision. And say, God, I'm going to learn more about you. I'm going to study your word. I'm going to connect with you more. I'm going to try to make this thing real. And when you do that, you'll run specific plays and you'll be good. Don't worry about the defense. Don't worry about who's guarding you. The enemy is going to continue to attack you. Who cares? He can only do what God allows him to do. He won't destroy you. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said formed against you, like there will be weapons, there will be trials, there will be things formed against you, but it will not prosper. God has not given you young people the spirit of fear. He's given you the spirit of power, of love, right? That's what we have to stay focused on. And my message this morning is simple, to run the route. Run the route that God has drawn up for you. Be obedient to his word. Spend time reading his word and his playbook. Get a devotional. Right? Some of you may have a hard time just reading the raw word. You got to start somewhere. Maybe get a devotional that talks about specific texts that break the text down, and you have a thought and a theme for the day, and then as you grow, then you'll get to the point where you can just bring out the word. Right? But you got to start somewhere so that it becomes real. So often we just read the word, and it's just, some of you have actually come to me, and you said, Pastor Jeremy, I pray, I read the word, but it's just like words on the pages, and I just don't get it. I have a hard time grasping the concept. That's why God has given us the idea of devotionals, the idea of books to help, you know, saying, give understanding to the word of God. My second book I wrote was called Power Apps. It's a 30-day devotional for youth and young adults, and it shows you how to download the power of God. And after each chapter, you've got the power passage, which is the scripture for the day. You got a power prayer and a power point for the day to sum it all together, right? The book, if you don't have the book, I'll buy you a book. I don't care about money. Like, God will provide. Any person here that wants one of those books and you say, Pastor Jeremy, I need a good devotional book, I will buy it for you. I don't care. I just need you to grow, like, for real. I just don't want you to leave Camp Meeting the same. All right, so we got to get to a point where we have specific resources that we can read. That's why I got this app created on my phone, for your phone. It's a free app. I ain't trying to make no money. You just download it. It's free. You got devotionals. You got stories. You got videos. You got sermons. You got the Bible on there right from your smartphone. This is the technology area we're in. What am I talking about here? I want to give you resources. I don't want to just preach or give talks and say, all right, this is what you should do. I want to give you practical ways that you can grasp it so that you can apply this stuff in your daily life. Because I know the power of God. I've experienced the power of God. When you die of self, when you say, God, I want to live for you. God, I'm tired of the lifestyle I'm living. I want to go 100% with you. I'm going to trust in you, God, with all my heart. And I'm not going to focus on my understanding. I promise you, when you do that, God's going to take your life to a whole nother level. And that's when you move from existing to actually living. Father in heaven, God, I pray that this morning you will just continue, Lord, to speak, to challenge, to convict your children, Lord. Not just to live their lives, Lord, but to genuinely, literally trust in you, God, with all of your heart. I've seen some of the faces, Lord. Some of the hearts are still hardened. Some of my young guys, Lord, they're still confused. They still don't know. They feel a certain way, God. I pray that your spirit will continue to tug on their hearts. I'm speaking to them right now, Lord. There is so much potential power, God, in this room. There's a young lady, Lord, who's dealing with some stuff, and she still has this sense of low self-worth. I speak against that in the name of Jesus, Lord. Encourage her, God. Remind her how much you love her, God. The very fact that I said that now should be confirmation in her mind, God. There is work for us to do, but we will not finish this work. We will not make you known. We will not do the least of these things to other people, Lord. We won't be able to do that stuff, God, if we're not reading your word, if we're not running the route, Lord. You've given us your holy scriptures, God, to make us sharper, to make us stronger, to bring conviction, Lord, to educate us on how to live the best lifestyle possible, God. It's a manual. So please, God, we want you to be our coach. We want you to be the owner of our team, God, and we want to be the players. We want to be out here running the routes that you drew up for us so that we can score for Team Jesus. Bless us and keep us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.